Welcome to Profiles in Valor, stories of decorated men and women serving in today's military.
Our guest today is Specialist David R. Hutchinson, United States Army Reserve. On June 6, 2009, the 65th anniversary of D-Day, Specialist Hutchinson became only the 5th Army Reserve soldier to receive the Silver Star. His actions in Afghanistan on May 21, 2008, were directly responsible for saving the lives of 16 of his fellow soldiers. Specialist Hutchinson, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a bit, if you could, about your job with the 420th Engineer Brigade while deployed to Afghanistan. When exactly did you begin your deployment?
I began the deployment the same month the incident happened, so it was May of 2008. I was only actually in country for 5 days when this happened. I wasn't in country very long.
5 days after you began there, and that's when the action happened. So you didn't have a whole lot of time to get acclimated to Afghanistan then.
No, not really.
No. Well, if you could then take us, your fifth day in, take us back to the morning of May 21st, 2008, and tell us a little bit about what happened.
Okay, I was a member of a security detail. 16 or 17 members in the security detail. We were going out to basically get acquainted with our surroundings. There were a couple FOBs that we were going to be traveling to in the future, so we wanted to get acquainted with the roads and what it was like to travel on those roads. It was only supposed to be a 3-hour convoy, 3 hours out and then 3 hours back. We were about an hour and a half, hour 45 minutes into the convoy when we came into a small mountain pass or valley. And about the time all four trucks got into that small pass is when the first gun truck started opening up fire with his 50 cal machine gun. At that point, I couldn't see what was going on. I could just hear the front truck firing. It wasn't 3 or 4 seconds later when I saw several insurgents pop up on the ridge to my, basically in front of me, but to the right of the convoy. They immediately started opening fire on all the trucks with machine guns, AK-47s, rocket propelled grenades, and about two and a half, three minutes into the firefight, our truck was finally struck by two RPGs. Those RPGs, the blast knocked me out of my turret and laid me flat inside the truck. At that point, it left me numb from my waist down.
So the fighters, they were there. They were ready for you, obviously. Was this your first engagement in Afghanistan?
Yes, it was first engagement in Afghanistan.
And was this expected around where you were at, or did this come as a complete surprise?
It was definitely a complete surprise. The area we were in was, from what we were told, was pretty calm for the past 12 months, so We weren't expecting anything, but I mean, we were expecting, but we weren't expecting anything.
Right. I understand. So you're in the third gun truck, manning the MK-19, and the attackers taking the initiative came after you. When they came out of their protected positions and came out of the open, how did you really react to that?
It was very surprising to me that they were very determined for them to come out from. I mean, I wasn't just seeing muzzle flashes. I could make out entire torsos from the waist up, from where they were at. It was very surprising to me that they were that determined to take out our convoy.
And so you you began taking advantage of the situation, didn't you? And began really firing at their strongest position, correct?
Correct.
And from what I understand, that you were so effective with your fire that they really turned their attention pretty much squarely on you, right?
Yep, that's correct.
And I read that members of your unit later counted over 100 bullet strikes on your turret.
Yep, well over 100, and then there were a couple that were actually inside the turret with me, too.
Wow. I would imagine that would be a... what was going on through your minds, if anything? Or were you just pretty much concentrated on doing your job?
I was completely concentrated on doing my job. I wasn't even registering the bull, the bull, noises when they were hitting the turret or the glass when the glass would spiderweb. None of that was registering in my head. I was just so focused on destroying that machine gun nest and then other positions.
That's incredible. It really reminds me of Paul Ray Smith's story. I mean, very, very similar kind of story. So you were wounded eventually when an RPG hit your vehicle, correct?
Correct.
Well, again, I want to thank you again for being with us today. Specialist David R. Hutchinson, United States Army Reserve, only the fifth reservist to receive the Silver Star. Thank you for your service.
All right. Thank you for having me again.
Profiles in Valor is produced by the American Veterans Center and Radio America. To hear more profiles, subscribe on iTunes or visit www.americanveteranscenter.org.